St. Isaac's Cathedral. St. Isaac's Cathedral is the largest church in St. Petersburg. Its gold-plated dome can be seen from practically any point within the central part of the city. The church on St. Isaac's Square was ordered by Tsar Alexander I to replace an earlier Rinaldi-esque structure, and was the fourth consecutive church standing at this place. It was dedicated to St. Isaac of Dalmatia, a patron saint of Peter the Great, who had been born on the feast day of that saint, May 30th. This is why St. Isaac's Cathedral is specially honored in St. Petersburg. It was created by a French-born architect, Auguste de Montferrand. The cathedral took 40 long years to construct, from 1818 to 1858, which is not so surprising considering its magnitude. It rises 1.5 meters high, and the walls are 2.5 to 5 meters thick. It can accommodate up to 12,000 people. It is one of the largest dome buildings in existence. The largest dome church in the world is St. Paul's Cathedral in Rome. St. Paul's Cathedral in London is the second largest, with third place shared by St. Isaac's Cathedral and St. Mary's Cathedral in Florence. A whole team of architects, sculptors, artists, and thousands of nameless surf masters worked together constructing the cathedral. The works were conducted not only in St. Petersburg, but also on the shore of the Gulf of Finland in the Pyhtärlax quarry. The stone was being hewn and prepared by hand to provide working material for future columns of the cathedral. Each column was a granite monolith that weighed over 100 tons. The columns were erected manually with the help of wooden scaffolds and hoisters. It took 128 people 45 minutes to hoist one column. The representatives of the royal family and foreign guests watched as the first column was being put into place. Construction of the dome was an equally complex task. A dome made of bricks would be too heavy, while a wooden dome would not be strong enough. The problem was solved brilliantly by de Montferrand. He introduced an elaborate metal construction that consisted of three individual vaults: spherical, conical, and parabolic. It is notable that the design drawings were afterwards sent to Washington, D.C., where they were used for the construction of the U.S. Capitol. The parabolic vault is seen from the outside, covered with copper plates. 100 kilograms of pure gold were used to gild the plates by the method of fire gilding. The method was as follows. The gold was dissolved in mercury. The resulting amalgam was spread over the copper plates, which were then heated and ignited. Thus, the mercury evaporated while the gold film was left on the surface. Each plate was gilded three times. And throughout the process, the craftsmen inhaled poisonous mercury fumes. 60 people died during the gilding of the dome, but the quality of the work was outstanding. There has been no need to renew the gild ever since the mid-19th century. The shining dome of St. Isaac's Cathedral can be seen not only from the central part of the city, but also from Peterhof, Kronstadt, and the Pulkova Heights. The interior of the cathedral is also splendid. Pictures, mosaics, statues, and the largest stained glass window in Russia, as well as dozens of varieties of minerals, were used in the decoration. There are Italian and local varieties of marble, granite, malachite, lapis lazuli, and precious stones from the Ural Mountains. The consecration of St. Isaac's Cathedral took place on May 30th, 1858, with the clergy, Alexander II, and the royal court present for the occasion. Troops in formal military dress were lined up around the cathedral. Auguste de Montferrand, the leading architect, was awarded a medal, quote, for building St. Isaac's Cathedral, unquote. The cathedral was de Montferrand's lifetime job. It took him 40 years to finish. Only a month after the consecration, he died of pneumonia. De Montferrand's dream was to be buried in one of the underground vaults of St. Isaac's Cathedral, but the emperor refused to grant him this request. The coffin with his body was carried around the cathedral, and then the architect's widow took his body back to France, where he was buried.